The Laugh Parade.
Hearty welcome to our nightclub, folksies. Yes, there's a welcome in every broken saucer, in every cracked cup, in every bent fork. A welcome to this nightclub of whimsy and imagination. Now, here's a little girl and her partner, Julie Bring 'em Back Alive Ballou and Bob Carlton. You know, Julie's a little girl with a simply colossal imagination, while Bob is her helpless victim. When you hear Julie tell of her exploits as a sportswoman, well, you'll agree that when bigger lies are told, Julie will tell them. Bring them on, Sally, Carlton and Ballou.
Oh, hello, Bob. I've been looking all over for you. I want to tell you about my new invention.
Oh, Julie, are you going to start that again?
Yeah, but this time this is terrific. This time I've crossed the umbrella with a homing pigeon. Isn't that good?
For you, that's brilliant. But don't you know a still tongue is a wise head?
Sure, I know that. I also know that people who live in glass houses shouldn't throw parties.
Uh-huh. Well, tell me something. Did you ever have an accident?
No, never.
You never had an accident?
Well, a snake bit me once.
Well, wasn't that an accident?
No, he did it on purpose. I was out playing tennis.
Oh, do you play tennis?
Well, sure. The last time I played tennis, I played so good, I made 5 clubs.
Oh, wait a minute. You're talking about bridge. Tennis has nothing to do with cards.
Oh, of course it has. Didn't you ever hear of the tennis spade?
Oh. You know, last night I played Tiddlywinks, and I made a 3-base hit.
Oh, is Tiddlywinks hard to play?
No, there's nothing to it. It's a snap.
You're talking about a crap game.
You know, that reminds me. A pair of dice saved my life once.
Well, isn't that too bad?
I resent that. But nevertheless, I was up in the mountains, and I couldn't get out. And what do you think I did?
I know. You sang, "All the music goes round and round."
No. I took a pair of dice out of my pocket, and I made a pass.
Oh, in the mountains? Oh, I used to play golf in the mountains.
You can't play golf.
I can, too. Of course, I don't play good. I don't know how to hold a caddy yet.
Look, do me a favor. Go outside and let something happen to you.
No, something terrible happened to me last night. I got lost.
Well, what's so terrible about that?
Well, I couldn't find myself.
Did you look good?
Sure, I looked all over. I was going down the street, and I met a girlfriend of mine. And I said, "Have you seen me lately?"
And what did she say?
Would you believe it? She hadn't seen me for 3 weeks. Well, then I went home, and what do you think I found?
I don't know what.
There I was in bed reading a newspaper.
Look, there's one thing more I'd like to ask you. Do you like codfish balls?
Oh, I've never been to one.
Yes, yes. Oh, well, it takes all kinds of people. What can we do about it but go hide in a corner by ourselves? Like Martha Ray over there in that far corner. Well, what's the matter, Martha? Come, tell us all about it. Martha, too bad. But don't forget, 'tis love that makes the world go round with that worried look. Sorry, folks. Now, you've seen them on the stage, on the silver screen, and this time you hear them on the radio. Those insipid big game tracker downers, Harrison and Elmo. Although Harrison thinks that the home of the swallow is in the stomach, Elmo is the man who first developed a natural fur coat complete with pockets by crossing a bear with a kangaroo. Oh, wow. Ladies and gentlemen, Harrison and Elmo.
Well, boy, did you get that Kodak I sent you for?
Oh, yes, son, I got it right here. Tell what you going to do with it?
I want to take a picture of the lion we got here in the zoo.
Is he a real wild lion?
Well, no, not real wild. Say, how'd you like to make about $25 all in brand new shiny two-bit pieces?
Oh, son, I'm ashamed to enumerate to you the different crimes that I would commit for that amount of currency.
Boy, I don't want you to commit no crime.
No.
All I want you to do is pose for me.
A pose?
Yeah. Pose while I snap you with the lion in the den.
With the lion in the den?
Yeah.
Listen, son, my name is Bud, not Daniel.
You ain't afraid to die, is you?
No, I'm brave from my waist up.
And from the waist down?
I have no control, yes.
Well, maybe make you feel better to know that this lion is harmless.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, he's a pet.
Yeah.
And I know that he was raised on a bottle.
Yeah, so was I, but I eat meat now.
Oh, man, you sure do talk like somebody that's afraid to die.
No, I ain't afraid, only I don't like to lie on my back so permanently. Yes, sir.
Well, you seen that lion out there in that cage, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, wasn't he old and shaggy looking?
Mm-hmm.
And wasn't most of his teeth out?
Yeah, out about a foot, yeah.
Well, then he can't bite you.
Yeah, but son, he liable to gum me to death.
Man, you got nothing to worry about, because if anything happens, just tell me your name and I'll tell your mother.
My mother knows my name. Say, by the way, did I understand you to say that you're going to be in the lion's den with me?
Sir, you misunderstood me.
Yeah.
What am I doing in the lion's den?
Yeah, well, what am I doing in the lion's den? Boy, you're going to keep talking about that line, and you're going to get me scared.
Now, if you get scared, I'll tell you what to do.
Yeah, if I get scared, I'll do it without you telling me.
Boy, you don't mean to tell me you run.
Oh, son, that's a different matter. You're going to have to take that up with my landing gear.
Say, you might be lucky with the lion.
Yeah.
Then on the other hand, you might get killed.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you care?
Yeah, what I care?
You got nothing to lose.
Well, only my life.
That's all.
Well, that's enough.
Enough? I don't ask anymore.
Well, I couldn't afford no more. Yes, sir.
Now, all you have to do is to step right up and look this lion right in the eye.
Well, what am I going to look him in the eye for?
Look him in the eye and let him know you're not afraid.
Oh, boy, I couldn't be so deceitful. Yes, sir.
Well, son, I believe I'd better snap your picture while you're going in the lion's cage.
Yeah, you better do that, son, cause you'll never focus me coming out. I'm gonna get...
Why do these things always happen to me? Mm-mm. Well, be that as it may, the five Jones brothers are chanting at their bits, ready to sing for you their own special arrangement, Moanin'.
Moaning, moaning, what shall I do? I can't go on like this, cause I'm just moaning for you. I'm raving. I'm just mourning.